Good evening. Welcome to Christian World News Live. Quick announcement before we start up the news for today. You need to know that we're changing up the podcast a little bit. We're still going to be available on iTunes, but truth be told, we're adding more to our broadcast channels than ever before. How are we going to do this? Well, we have a dedicated server that's going to handle all our podcasts for our broadcasts. Everything that we do, Live with Mike, the sports, the food reviews, and of course the news, everything is going to have its own channel on iTunes. We spend a couple of days developing this on our server. Just making sure it's going to be set to be released on air pretty quickly. We just need to make sure everything's going to be stable before we give the RSS links to iTunes. It's going to be about a week or two till we really see if there's any problems with holding it in, okay? Beyond that, DNC just ended their convention. Thank God it's over. I'm tired of hearing about it already. Even though it's been a good fight, but still it's not like 8 years ago. It's crazy now than ever before. We're still going to have our YouTube channel, of course. We love our YouTube channel, actually. We have actually two YouTube channels, one in sports and one for the news. Just remember that. They're both CWN properties, so there you go. We have a little bit of news, not that much to really call it a program, but let's just go ahead and nail it so I can go ahead and let y'all go early so we can have a great weekend. You know me, I'll be back on Friday evening sometime to give you more news than, of course, the sports news on our sports network, which is CWN Sports, YouTube there, and also the podcast, or hashtag CWN Sports on all social media platforms, including Instagram, same as here, CWN Live, all platforms, including Instagram. Let's get with the news so we can cut you loose. Pope Francis missed a step on Thursday. He came out uninjured during his five-day visit to Poland. That trip is over the World Youth Day. He is holding a very large series of masses, okay? Lucky Charms Melody Hills Farm sells its marshmallow reminiscent of the cereal brand. Melody Farms is offering a one-pound bag of Charms cereal marshmallows on Amazon only. Can't get anywhere else except on Amazon. The marshmallows are multicolored. Melody Hills Farms is selling one-pound bags of the Charms cereal marshmallows on Amazon for only $10.01. The colorful dehydrated marshmallows are very similar to those tasting marshmallows inside every box of Lucky Charms. We have not ordered Charms cereal marshmallows as of yet, but one review on Amazon, and I have a feeling it came from the staff personally, because they always say it's magical delicious. The marshmallows can be used in a variety of ways, such as an ice cream topper, or in hot chocolate, or just add milk to make your life complete. Charbroiled Mexican grilled restaurant chain announces plans to open its first hamburger joint. The company's first burger joint, called Tasty Made, is scheduled to open this fall in Manchester, Ohio. The menu is set to feature hamburgers, french fries, and milkshakes, the company has said. We'll be right back with a couple more news, like as far as Sesame Street, three people got laid off, and something about Hillary Clinton that you cannot resist up here. We'll be right back right after this.
A plain English overview of small business VoIP. Everything the small business owner or manager wanted to know about voice over IP protocol, but were afraid to ask. VoIP is everywhere, and if applied to your small business properly, can save you money while enhancing your efficiency and overall productivity. This article is written by Scott Bernhardt, Cisco Certified Voice Professional, CCNA, CCNP, Cisco Express Foundation Design Specialist, and Small Business Owner. This is not a guide written on VoIP for experts. This is a guide on VoIP for small business owners written by an expert. Easy to read, this paper explains in easy to understand concepts the complex technical issues of VoIP, and more importantly, how it applies to your small business phone system. Today, small businesses can save money and at the same time enhance communications. It's all explained in detail and in plain English here.
Hello, I'm Christian Evans. I lost nearly 200 pounds without any diet pill or surgery. I feel way better than I did when I was this guy right here. Believe it or not, I'm the same person, but a different mindset. I'm more energetic, I'm more healthier, and I have the best outlook on life than I've ever had in my entire life. I want you to have this same good feeling like I have. I have a program for you, and it's called the Christian's Weight Success Starter Program. Direct message me to learn more.
Welcome back. We're live on YouTube, and later on it's going to be on podcast. Sesame Street Children's TV series just laid off three cast members. Bob McGriff, who played Bob. Amarillo Delgado, who played Lewis. Roscoe Orman, who plays Gordon, was let go from the series, which aired only on HBO and PBS. So, Godspeed with you three. IRS confirms review of Clinton Foundation following the congressional request. Commissioner John Kosman told Representative Marsha Blackburn, Representative of Tennessee, or Republican of Tennessee, that the agency is reviewing the foundation's records after House representatives accused the charity of corruption. The Daily Caller has reported. Earlier this evening, Chelsea Clinton had a few words before her mom came out. I do not believe every word that they said, tell you the truth. I'm getting kind of worried here. However, State Department has reopened Hillary Clinton's case due to perjury. Well, that's it for today's news. Please visit Christian World News Radio Station. We play music that is very controversial in some religions. We're talking about heavy metal, rap, pop, rock, hip-hop, club style. Please also remember to support CWN. Without you, we won't be able to pay our bills or get new equipment to make us look good so we can get good sponsors in. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Remember, always visit our website, extremechristianradio.com, for your news, recalls, and other information. Let me check real fast. There was a recall that came in before I let you go. Let me look at that recall as I speak to y'all so I can keep it going. So I don't have to push pause or record. There is a recall. I have not posted as of yet, but you are the first to know. Casa de Trivia recalls meat pasta products produced without benefit of inspection and due to misbranding and undeclared origins. Gourmet Pasta Products USA LLC, doing business at Casa de Trivia at Rose Hill Park, New Jersey. Establishment is now recalling 845 pounds of meat pasta products that were packed and labeled and distributed without the benefit of federal inspection. We will post all the information in our website, which is extremechristianradio.com. in a matter of moments. Again, thanks for watching. We'll catch you tomorrow on CWN Live.